This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Can we start it like, are you recording?
Yeah, I'm recording. Okay.
Can we start it like just casual? Like, this wine tastes really good.
Super casual.
Let's talk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Bread and Wine. This is a candid conversation between a husband and a wife about all things marriage, kids, and money while we have a glass of wine. Cheers, darling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good talk.
Our conversation will be more candid than the intro.
Ooh, I like that. She's bringing the gloves out. Or wait, no, taking the gloves off? Taking the gloves off.
Hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. Something about gloves. What do you want to talk about tonight, darling?
Wait, we're going to talk about...
Oh, right.
A customer submitted...
Customer? I don't really have customers, I guess. That would be like true small business. Like,
what is it?
I have a kind of small business. I don't have people like frequenting my corner store.
Your store?
I have them frequent my Instagram store.
A listener submitted.
Oh, there you go. Listener submitted. That's better. Yes, Emily. Thank you, Emily, by the way, for chiming in on Instagram. And yeah, she's got a good question.
It's a good one.
It's short and sweet, Nicole. Here it is.
Okay.
Do you prefer to spend on experiences or things?
I don't know, Casey Kasem.
Is that how I say it?
What?
You people. You call me Casey Kasem. Other people call me Kermit the Frog. I am what's called animated.
We want to know, is it experiences, Piggy?
This is the Kermit the Frog show. Yeah, do you like experiences or things,
Nicole? How many years have you been doing this?
This podcast?
Correct.
6 years.
6 years. Okay. All right. I'm going to keep you real.
Keep it real?
Yeah. I'm going to keep you real.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, don't let me get inflated. Like,
getting all, you know.
I'm like, hey, I'm a professional podcaster. You'd be like, really?
Voice activated.
Are you, pal?
Okay.
Yeah.
So we are going to, Emily submitted a great question.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about this because I think we are like, how did she know that literally we are split in the middle? You love experiences.
I do.
I wouldn't say I love material things because I am a minimalist as well, but I do find a lot of value
and some stuff
in stuff. The right stuff.
That's right.
So,
Emily, how'd you know? You're good. You're good. Yeah. Maybe she read into the past episodes a little
bit. Okay, so tell me, like, knowing that, okay, so I know what your answer is going to be, but let me pose the question, experiences or things?
Well, if I have to choose one, Nicole, I'm going to go with experiences. Because
shocking.
Yeah, shocking. Because I don't know, I feel like you do things and they create, what are they called? Memory dividends. I think that is something that I saw my friend Ann Lise Wealth say the other day, and I just liked it. I want to gobble it up. I think she said it from, she read that Bill Perkins book, the Die with Zero book, too. Okay. I think he might have said it, but she said it. I'm going to give her credit because she's cool. Anyway, so you create these things, you do these experiences, and they live on. They create dividends over the years that you can still enjoy, whether they're photos or videos or just the memories themselves.
But they're gone. Then they're just gone.
No, like, they're not gone.
Okay, memories are, I don't know the actual statistic, but it's something like crazy low.
What, that you actually remember it?
Memories are super inaccurate,
That's
first
true.
Of all. And also they like, if you think about, a vacation that you took 5 years ago, you probably remember like 3 or 4 moments in time.
Yeah.
And that's probably because you took some pictures and then looked at them again.
Memories of the memory.
So they're not, A, they're not tangible. B, they're maybe like remembered incorrectly. Hmm. C, there's not a lot of them. Hmm. And they're expensive.
Hmm. So based on this line of thinking you're throwing at me right now, I'm assuming your answer to Emily's question is things. Why? If you've got to choose a side.
Okay. Well, I should clarify that when I say I think that things are more valuable, they are things that, it's kind of like a cheat answer because they're things that may create memories.
Mm.
So
explain, what does that
mean?
The
hot tub.
Oh.
You know, that's a big expense. Yeah. But it's also like a hybrid. Something that we're going to be creating memories and we're going to use it for a long time.
So it's a thing that makes experiences.
Yeah. Honestly, I think that's, ooh, that is
maybe that's
what
the
I'm,
special sauce.
That's what I value, I think, a lot. That's why I love making our home. Like, I mean, I know that that can be like, categorized as a material thing, right? Like
a home.
Your home, the stuff for the house, like a new mirror for the wall, sure, or art, or just, you know, but to me, that is creating an experience that we will be able to enjoy for years and years and years.
Yeah.
So that's why I like that. It's like creating the ultimate cozy nest that you can come back to and spend a lot of time in.
As you would say, the ultimate cozy coast.
Cozy coast.
I wish I could refute your argument there, but I really like it. I like that you would buy a thing that would then create memories. Okay, well, there are things that you buy sometimes, sweetheart, that don't create memories.
That's true.
That make me frustrate.
Okay, tell me. let's go. I got my boxing gloves.
You get your boxing gloves. Okay, here's an example.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, there's some new rugs that I bought, mm-hmm, and, they're really nice. Hey, mm-hmm, let's use these rugs. 6 months later, hey, I don't like those rugs anymore. I think I'm not into that color. Let's buy a different color. Same function, same experience on my feet, but mm-hmm, they have a different pattern on them. Mm. So
that's something inside my brain. That's inside my brain making it not as comfortable because it doesn't look as nice.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess, I don't know, I guess that's just a personal preference. Yeah. But there are, I can think of other things that I enjoy that are material things,
mm-hmm,
okay. So for example, I have a nice purse.
Yes.
And that actually that is it's it was from my mother.
I would say that's got some memory attached to it.
It
as
does
well.
Have, you know, a little or, bit of sentimental sorry, value experience. Attached to it. However, if I were like, so, you know, women don't necessarily use the same purse for forever, right? Like we do switch it up. We switch it up for sometimes for the seasons or sometimes if you just have had it for a couple of years. So I do think about like, okay, so I've been carrying this purse for about 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
I would like maybe another one to like,
yeah,
put into the repertoire.
Mm-hmm.
I know that this is going to be a potential like total argument between you and I, because yeah, I might want to design a purse that may cost $1,000+.
Whoa. Yeah.
And it's weird because I'm not like a super materialistic person,
but you know,
but I mean, it does come down to like, I do like a few nice things,
but
I'd rather have a few nice things than a lot of inexpensive, like not as good of quality things.
This is when I would prefer to have separate accounts. Because you know why? Because mm-hmm, like you spending $1,000 on a purse, that's your business. That's none of my business.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
I like that.
Do you know what I mean? Honestly.
Okay.
It really is.
Yeah.
I'm in a point in my life where it's like, everybody be happy, right? Why do I don't, you know, what, that, yeah, we've got our money, whatever, but like, I don't know. Like, you shouldn't have to, like, confer with me to be like, can I get something that I really, really want? It's like, you work hard. I work hard. You know, like, do the thing that you want to do. Do you know what I mean?
Okay. But why do we have to have separate bank accounts to do that?
I don't know. I just want, I guess I want you to have the autonomy to say, I don't need to check in with Andy to, cause you're already talking about feelings that you think I'm going to have right. about your purchase.
Aren't you?
I
if
would.
I'm like, hey, that's
I would a really have those cool feelings. Purse. I would.
It's a Chanel purse and it costs $2,000.
Oof. That would be really tough for me to handle.
Yeah.
But if it was like, hey, Nicole worked hard at her new esthetician job and she's got this money filtered over into the Nicole, I'm going to spend whatever the heck I want to spend my money on account, then you spend whatever the heck you want on so that account.
Are you saying that it's better if it's just like, don't ask, don't tell? Like kind of like
yeah.
a,
yeah.
I don't see it, therefore it doesn't bother me. Like,
if psychologically, that's why I like those buckets accounts, whatever they end up being, you know, instead of making a bunch of separate checking accounts or whatever.
You mean an ally when we have the bucket accounts yeah. for like, yeah, it's this like, much for car, this much yep. for.
Like it's the, there's one that says so Nicole that, fun.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't care.
It like takes the judgment out of yes. it. Like
you
I don't,
could buy a whatever. You could buy a $10,000 dress if you had $10,000 in there and that made you happy. Mm-hmm. I don't care. Do you know mm-hmm. what I mean? It's like the decision's already made that mm-hmm. that is for Nicole to have fun.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Same thing for me. Like, I like buying experiences or stuff that makes me happy. Mm-hmm. I want, like you're, okay, here's a good example. Mm-hmm. We just went to Marquette to visit family and you're like, ah, that escape Marquette, that's a little ridiculous. It's an escape room, everybody. Like, you know, you go to the escape room, you do the experience. It makes me feel really good to bring my daughter because she loves escape rooms. And then also to treat as many family members as I can to bring there, and so we pay for it. It's like $250 every mm-hmm. time we go. It's not mm-hmm. a small amount of money. But man, it's a blast for an hour, and my daughter just lights up. She loves it. It makes me so happy to see her. And Nicole's kind of like, meh, you know, that's a lot of money, bro. $250.
For like
for an hour.
5 minutes.
Yeah. Now, yeah, depending yeah. on how fast you go, yeah. And I totally get that. I totally get your hesitancy with something that you would purchase for $250 that lasts an hour mm-hmm. and then it's gone in mm-hmm. your mindset versus a $1,000 purse that mm-hmm. could last for years that holds right. your important goods and you carry it around and it's a fashion statement. So mm-hmm. I get it. So, I mean, I don't know. I feel like there's got to be a hybrid of this sort of, you know, our account, our family, you know, like this is, if we do all this stuff together, it's ours. And a little bit of separation of like the fun stuff. Like,
yeah.
I don't want you to have to check in with me about right. something that you'd really want to buy. You know, mm-hmm. you just come home and you just have it yeah, on your
like,
shoulder.
Why do I have to like make a business case for everything right. that I feel like I yeah. have
or a threat. Like, you know, I saw this stupid TikTok video the other day where this woman was like, hey, do I feel nervous about my husband going on a bachelor party? No, he should feel nervous because I've got the credit card. And it's like, that's just like, that is, that's scary. That's not a relationship I'd want to have.
Tell me what part of that.
Like,
what
do you mean? he should be nervous that she's going to go run up a wild spending spree while he's going to do a mm-hmm. wild spending spree on his spending spree and on his vacation. I don't know. It just seems like it was like a video made of distrust. I don't know.
Yeah.
It seemed like, okay, well, obviously you guys don't talk.
Yeah.
You know, anyway, that's an aside, but so, you know what I mean? Like you have,
obviously he valued experiences.
Yeah.
All maybe kinds of
all kinds of experiences.
And she valued things.
Yeah.
So
isn't that funny though?
It is. I think, I would say that there's a little bit of a difference between like, so material things, like we said, can be like things that you purchase, aka a hot tub or a playground set for your children that will create experiences. Yeah. So there's kind of that middle ground. And then there's total just material crap. Like that's like a pair of shoes. I mean, those, the second you buy them, are going to make you feel good, but they are going to lose 50% of their value the moment that you step like outside of the store. Like Noah Blahniks or whatever the hell is popular these days.
What's the most expensive shoe you've ever bought in your life?
I bought a pair of Villaspiga shoes, and I feel like they maybe cost $150. That's like the most expensive. No, I've had Uggs that cost more. But anyway.
$200, whatever.
Yeah, something $250.
Do any of them, maybe have any of them more than $300. You wore and then you like, ah, I'm not going to wear these again, and they just went in the closet?
No, but I will tell you, I've bought a bunch of $50 shoes that went in the closet and then it directly into a giveaway bin 6 months later.
Sure.
So that's why I think that like I like more of like having a couple nice things versus a lot of inexpensive things.
You're not excessive. You are just like such a reasonable
Stop
woman.
Giving me compliments. We need to argue more. Oh, we want to
fight more. Okay, fight more. Okay, I have a question. Huh. This could be fun. So I always like to look at the extremes, right? So what's the extreme for like experiences that you think is a waste? Like, it's like, so we're thinking about like time frame is super short and it's super expensive.
Yeah.
And you don't remember it very much. Would that be a bachelor party then? That would be a bachelor party. Or like going to somebody's bachelor party where you dropped like $5,000 or
Honestly,
something.
Honestly, I don't find a ton of value in really expensive dinners.
Ah, I don't. Yeah. Okay, so that is, yeah, I noticed
the,
that.
The $200 to $300
we've done
dinners,
that.
Like, I just always kind of feel like I'm more interested in the company. I'm more interested in the, you know, conversation and then the, I don't care about the food.
I agree.
I don't know. And most of the time, at that price tag, it's disappointing.
It is disappointing because it's smaller than you'd like. And it's like, you and I have come home from a $300 dinner. This is probably fair. And then we come home and we're like, I'm hungry. Let's have some pizza. And that's like kind of a bummer.
But it's worth it for like, for the camaraderie, the conversation, the,
you're buying the time.
So in that sense, I would say think of it as you're buying a ticket, an admission to a party with your friends.
That's true.
So in that, you know, if you think of it that way, it's worth it.
Yeah, that's true.
If you think of it that you're paying for what you are consuming, it's not worth it.
Then I would say that falls in that sort of hybrid
so
land.
So I would think that you would say that that's totally worth it because it's an experience.
Yeah. I mean, I don't regret going to those dinners that are very expensive because I always have a good time. I'm laughing. I'm having a good time. We're having a lot of conversations. But why does it have to be $300? You know, or whatever.
Because you are paying for the experience. Yeah. You're paying for the ambiance. You're paying for the.
Do you think we would have just as equally of a good time at like a Coney for like $25?
I don't know. We're gonna get some like massive like emails about some foodies.
Bring it. Bring it. Foodies.
Like, how
bring
dare
it.
You?
Tell me. Tell me how
those bacon wrap dates are worth everybody.
Tell me how.
I'm like how frugal I am. Not a foodie.
I love it.
I don't know. You definitely bring up concerts a lot more than I do. And I'm just kind of
concerts.
Like, whatever, turn it on volume 12.
Okay. So that's an experience that I will pay a purse amount of money for.
Okay. If you were going to a music festival like Lollapalooza or Coachella, would you pay the extra? Would you? So there's.
I don't know if I have the stamina for a 3-day festival anymore, but can we talk about? Oh, go ahead.
Like,
go ahead.
Okay, so but my point is there's the $700 entry fee for just being, you know, a normal person.
Oh, it's like,
and then
it's
there's
not that
a $3,000.
Okay, you're just using it as an example.
Sure.
Okay.
a $3,000 entry fee for the higher level experience with real bathrooms instead of porta potties and, you know, water in a glass instead of
from the fountain,
a fountain or plastic bottle. So would you do, would you pay for that experience?
Oof. I mean, if it were like $200 for the cheap seats one and then like $1,000 for the fancy experience.
Mm-hmm. Let's call it like, yeah, three to four times more expensive.
Sounds worth it to me. We just kind of did that for the Killers concert that we're going to go to. Mm. I think our tickets are $500 total. Probably versus the $70 maybe or $100. We'll see. But I love the Killers so much. They're so fun.
Also depends on just kind of like where you are in life.
Yeah.
If you're in your early 20s.
Absolutely.
More agile. And you're like, yeah, I'll go into a mosh pit or whatever.
I think we've got a general late 20s to mid 40s crowd that listens to this show. So you know.
Yeah, so that's, I mean, that kind of spans all of it.
It does span a lot of areas.
Spans. It spans.
What did I say? Spans? Spans?
I don't know. So, all right. So if we go back to the original question.
Yes.
Because I feel like we've gone down so many rabbit holes.
Sorry about that, Emily.
If we go back to the original question of experience versus material stuff. Do you stand by your story here? Of
if I have to choose a side, I will choose experiences all day. I will tell you that since we have started our relationship, I have crept over to the more things land. You met me originally when I was wearing a bag of clothes that was out of a garage.
Out of your garage, that's right.
From my former roommates.
Pretty sure half of them are women's clothes.
Some of them might have been
women's clothes. No, they were women's clothes. No back pockets are women's pants.
They fit me.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean.
I don't mind it, honestly, if it fits me. You still dated me?
I
wore those to California, like fashion central of the world, and you're still like, I'm interested in you, so.
Yeah. I think I was like.
Still worked.
Dating.
You were desperate.
I wasn't desperate, but I was like dating people who were maybe too into fashion, and I was like, oh, he doesn't give a crap? That's kind of cool.
That's kind of attractive. Oh, okay. That's interesting. Yeah, so, I mean, since day zero, we'll call it, when we got together, I've definitely, I mean, I wear nicer clothes. I don't know, I feel like I take care of myself a little bit more. I make the house a little nicer.
Yeah, you wash your feet now.
I wash my feet? Did I not wash my feet earlier?
No, you said you never used to wash your feet.
I used to wash my feet.
No, you said that the soapy water took care of it.
Oh, you mean like scrubbing the feet?
Yeah,
I don't know.
For your feet,
you know, when you're in your 20s, you do a decent job of taking care of yourself.
You're like, the water.
There's soap on it.
Stepping in some soapy water.
That's pretty good.
No. Scrub
them feet. Mm-hmm. Well, when you get older, there's more ailments that happen. You need to take care of. Anyway,
I want to edit that part out.
No, it's fine. People can rip on me. Okay. I'm self-deprecating fella. Yeah, so anyway, I was trying to compliment you as you were ripping on me that over time I feel like I have come to appreciate things more, and by things though, I mean quality things, things that will provide more value into your life. And, you know, even whatever the last, was it last year we got the hot tub or the year before? Anyway.
Yeah. No, this past December.
I didn't fight it very much. You know, right. I'm very excited about it. I was like, okay,
yeah,
this
does
make.
Yeah, it only took 8 years worth of prep work of like planting the seed and then.
She definitely wore me down.
What else besides the hot tub? Can you think of any other examples of.
Of anything
how
that I.
Might be a little bit more materialistic.
This house.
Yeah.
I would not have bought this house if it weren't for you.
Okay.
I think that I still feel like I live in a palace.
Mm.
Well, it's also just great. It's a really great house.
Cool.
But what happens is you introduce me to things and I'm like, yeah, that's a lot better than what we had. And I like it. And mm-hmm. then you get into it and it's not like, I don't feel like bad or lavish or whatever. I feel like, oh, this is pretty great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are levels that I don't want to go to. Like what's the equivalent of a $2,000, fashion purse for a man? I mean, I'm not going to buy some $600 shoes or whatever. I don't know. What does a man buy? A $2,000 watch? Like, man jewelry. Like, I'm not into that.
Rolex.
I don't care about that.
Rolex is probably 12 grand.
Sure. Whatever. Like, that would be something I would never even remotely come close to. I would never, ever want to have a fancy watch.
A custom-made suit?
I don't wear suits.
Yeah, that's true.
I am a blogger. I sit at home.
Yeah, like I desperately don't want to wear.
Yeah, I have, since I left my job, the amount of button-down shirts and ties and suits have decreased significantly.
How about just wanting to be more, well, I guess that's experiences. I was going to say wanting to be more generous, you know?
I love that. That is generous to me. That is, that's a combination of, I think that's a whole new category, really.
Materials. Okay.
I think it's a whole new. We have done that, and you know, in what was it, 2017? We paid off our mortgage, and we're both like, okay, we're giving like 1% right now of our money. We could do more, and we did.
Mm-hmm.
We increased that to 5%, and then we give 5% to our friends and our family and neighbors in need. It's fun. It's like mm-hmm. our own form of 10% giving. So it feels good.
All right, so. I would still stick by my story of material stuff. However, I think there's categories of material stuff. There's mm-hmm. dollar store kind of stuff that are like 10 minutes of fun.
Yeah.
And then they, you know, it's like, I mean, I don't know if how many people are going to know this analogy, but there's like the Forever 21 clothing, you know, Forever like 21. Wet Seal, Forever 21, whatever, like the cheap, you know, they're trendy and cheap, Five Below, I feel like is like that, you know, so it's kind of fun to do that kind of stuff. But that's not my favorite. My favorite is, I would say if I had to choose between what provides the most value, it's like the stuff that's material stuff that you can use over and over again. So mm-hmm. like, I love a good pair of Uggs. I feel like, yeah, they're expensive. They're more expensive than the Target boots I can get, but they are super warm.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to last me a long time. And I just feel like they're worth the extra mile.
I would agree on the Uggs. Like
the Uggs are
your
great.
Your mom bought me a pair of Ugg slippers and they were probably $150 or something like that.
And you never would have bought those for yourself.
I'd be like, whoa, I would never buy something like that. And I still have them to this day. I love them. They keep my feet. It's like wearing a heater on your feet during the Michigan winters, mm-hmm. especially with our cold tile floors that we have here. It's like, it's my refuge.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, well, maybe spending a little bit on things is not that bad at all.
Right. So in that sense, it's like, it's an event for you. Every winter you're wearing them and you're I feel like that.
And I think of your mom, which makes me happy too.
Yeah. So I feel like that is like the happy medium of both. It's a material item, but it creates an experience for you every winter.
Wait a second. I feel like you're bringing me over to your side.
Aha.
Let's do some takeaways.
I'm always right.
You're always right. Let's do some takeaways.
Okay. So key takeaway number one. I mean, I'm going to say, even though we haven't really like said this during the whole episode, like there is no right and wrong. It's just what you're feeling, you know, what you value. Everybody's, you know, there are some people that really love themselves with some material stuff and that's okay. It's not wrong, but I guess we just have to all be aware that like, we may marry somebody or have other people in our family or have children. We may be with other people that totally value something completely differently, and neither one of them is right or wrong. It's just what we think is more important.
Absolutely. Okay. I think that's so beautiful. That's a perfect point. And to add on to that point, I would say key takeaway number two is that if there's a way that you can design your finances in a way that I guess gives grace to that autonomy of what you think is important for experiences and things. So there's less judgment and less just more just, I don't know, laissez-faire. Let people do as they
live
do.
Live and let live.
Live and let live, you know? I mean, this is one life. Do you really want to be bickering over what bag she brings into the door or what she's got on or where he's going,
to
you know?
To an extent, right? You like, know? Yeah. So that puts
So, I mean, if there's a way that you can design that's an intelligent way where it's not like, you know, there's a problem. Like, hey, here's your allocation for whatever the heck you want to do and your allocation for whatever the heck you want to do. Then, you know, live and let live, as you say.
Right.
I feel like that provides some autonomy to the individual, some independence to the individual. So you don't feel like you got your whatever your my husband's got my thumb on me or my wife's got my thumb on me. Like, it's just chill, you know, like you got your money. I got my money, not like the whole bucket, but like having some separate money for fun is really important, I think.
Yep. Okay. So key takeaway number three is there's a medium. There's a medium that is an experience that is also a material possession. So, example, our bonfire pit outside, okay? So that is, yeah, that's like a material thing. We have a bonfire pit and we have like just a propane, you know, like gas, whatever, fire pit. And so that's a material thing that I bought for $200 that creates an experience for us all of the time. Right. In the fall, in the winter, we turn it on. We roast marshmallows on it. I feel like there is a sweet spot in the in-between.
I completely agree with you. That is such a great third takeaway because, as always with a lot of these conversations, there's always some sort of magic middle.
Some sort of in-between.
Some sort of in-between.
Makes me so mad because I'm like, no, I want to create a divide. I want to show some, you know, debate. I want to have a line drawn in the sand and you stand on one side and I stand on the other side. And somehow there's always this like perfect.
Oh, I'm sorry to disappoint you again, sweetheart.
The middle that just appears.
Maybe next week we can fight more.
Yeah.
We'll see. On that note, everybody, we're going to cash it in for the evening and fight with each other outside of the microphone. But if you have any topics like Emily sent our way, you can send it to me on voicemail, marriagekidsandmoney.com/voicemail, or just hit us up on social media on Instagram.
Like and subscribe. Like and subscribe.
Could you not interrupt me? I'm trying to build a small family business here. At Marriage Kids and Money on Instagram or marriage, I don't know, whatever. Andy at marriagekidsandmoney.com. That's the email. They don't know.
They know by now.
I know, but it helps to repeat it sometimes.
Go, go, go.
So they know where to go. Anyway, contact me. You guys know how to contact me. Just Google Andy. I don't know. You guys can't Google Andy. Actually, if you Google Andy Hill, there's lots of Andy Hills. It's a very generic name.
Who would have thunk?
Who would have thunk? Some English name. Anyway, that's all I got. I think I had too many wines. Thank you for hanging out. And speaking of wine, if you want to throw a bottle of wine our way, that's fun too. Nicole hates when I do this.
Hey, you don't need any more wine.
No, I do. MarriageKidsAndMoney.com/wine. You could throw us a cheap bottle of wine. Nicole and I could get a little tipsy and then fight each other. Anyway, thanks for hanging out tonight, sweetheart.
Hi, Carlos.
Thank
you, everyone.
Thank you, Emily.
Good night.
Goodbye. Can I start?
Hello, everybody. This is Andy Hill here at MKM, MergeKidsAndMoney.com, Instagram, subscribe, like.
You're a jerk.
Sorry.